Good Friday afternoon, folks. Welcome to your Friday, April the 12th edition of the Roundtable. This is going to be a little bit different. Sherry's not here. So it's going to be me and Rick.
That's not good.
I was thinking it should be interesting.
Well, considering I haven't even told you what we're talking about yet.
That's what should be interesting.
Yeah, and honest to God, folks, that is the honest to God truth. She's like, what are we talking about? I'm like, ah, don't worry about it. Just, you know, let's get this stuff keyed up. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's going to sound weird. You ever been to the dentist?
Yes.
And what's your thoughts about going to the dentist?
It's fine. I don't mind the dentist.
Okay. Why not?
Well, as a kid, I never had any cavities. So there was no major trauma there. It was just quick cleaning and out we go. I didn't have cavities until later on in my adulthood.
Really?
Really.
Wow. So now when you go, do you have a traumatic experience associated with going to the dentist?
No.
No? All right. I'm going to throw this song on, folks. And I know typically on a Friday. But this song, it's by The Police. And it was rattling in the back of my brain when I was sitting in the chair this morning, and so this isn't to say this is the only dentist in the world or anything else, but I've been going to see Manny at New Hamburg Dental for quite some time, and like I don't know, 15 years, I don't know, 20 years, quite some time anyhow, and so when I was there. And on different occasions when I've been there, Manny and I get talking about, you know, the psychology associated with going to the dentist. And so the way that I met Manny was he's the one who did the braces on Jessica, my daughter. And so he had to pull some teeth and he had some different things going on. And so, you know, we traversed through that the best way that we knew how. And you know, by and large, you know, she's got pretty darn nice smile now and her teeth are all straight and everything's going on because she had quite the overbite from teeth being, you know, growing inwards and other things happening. But anyhow, where I'm trying to go to in this is something as simple as the dentist. And again, Andrea this morning, she was cleaning my teeth and Manny came in, did his thing and, you know, we're chatting away about stuff. And again, Andrea, never met her before. Lovely human being, did a beautiful job, I think. I don't know. I don't crawl inside my teeth with a mirror, but the idea of just going to the dentist and what does it mean? And so this song, like I said, we'll come back to what we're going to talk about here in a second. So, folks, why don't stand so close to me? Why those words? Why this song? Well, because, again, going to the dentist is a very personal experience. I can only imagine what it's like to go to the doctor, to your family doctor, and have a pap smear done. Because, again, that's a very personal experience for sure. But, you know, short of that, for a guy, I don't know, right? Because you have these people that are like, you know, they got their hands in your mouth, they're right in your face and they're doing all these things. And Manny and I have talked about this a few times, right? Where we talk about what happens when you walk in the dentist's office? And quite honestly, as Rebecca said, you know, and if you look at Rebecca, she's got nice straight teeth. She doesn't look like she's had any big traumatic stuff happen. And as she said, she doesn't. So therefore, there was no trauma attached to going to the dentist. And she's like, meh, I don't mind. It's all good. But the reality is, for a lot of people, and so when Andrea was in there, we, you know, do you have any problems? Are you having this? Are you having that? And I said to her, well, I said, you know, quite frankly, I said, the left side of my face just annoys the hell out of me because the teeth always feel closer together when I'm in there flossing. And I said, there's one where I have a crown and it's kind of hard to get in there. You know, like flosses want to get in. And she says to me, with her hands in my mouth, asked me a question, which they always do. And she's got her hands in my mouth and she says, well, do you look in the mirror when you're doing it? And the very first thing that popped into my head is, why the hell would I do that? And she said, well, so that you can see. And I'm like, my hands are in the way of my mouth. Trying, like, what am I going to see if I'm trying to get in there to floss? And you know, again, y'all are going like, oh, Rick, come on. What the hell's the point of this? The point of this is people going to the dentist aren't honest about going to the dentist. And this is the honest God truth. Just stop and think about this. Like I said to Rebecca, what's your thoughts about going to the dentist?
I have no qualms about it.
Sound of the drill doesn't bother you?
No.
Sound of any, you know, the suction?
No.
The floss?
No.
Them being in your face?
No.
Their hands being in your mouth?
Not really.
Yeah. Okay. You know why that is? Because like you said, there's no trauma associated with it. And so when I went walking in today, in the waiting room was this kid. And this kid looked like he was going to the gas chambers. He did. Like this kid, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, dude, you're at the dentist. You're not going to die. But then I got thinking about it, and again, Manny, we talked about it today, that parents say to their kids, it's not going to hurt. It's going to be wonderful. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. But it does hurt. It is a big deal. The sound of that drill, I'm a millwright. I've heard lots of air tools run. Lots. I do lots of stuff, you know, trying to chisel out fossils and you know, there's all kinds of stuff that I can generate and do where I have those sounds. But those sounds, they bug me. The reason why they bug me is because when I was a kid, right? Nobody ever talked about it. Nobody ever said, oh my God, you just went. And the dentist just, you know, got in there and just, you know, started wailing away on your mouth. And so the association is not good. But the reality is that these are so often situations that are imposed. Why?
For our health.
Oral health, for sure, right? Because you don't want your teeth to rot out and you don't want to lose all your teeth. But the real trauma is because people lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of saying to kids, oh my word, yeah, this is going to hurt. This is going to suck. And it's just the most simple example of the parenting today versus the parenting of years ago, where everybody today is told all the time, and I heard this mom's sitting there saying this morning, well, it's not a big deal. Who cares? It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Well, let me reassure you that as lovely as Manny and Andrea are, and as lovely as all the people at New Hamburg Dental are, I am not a fan of the sound. They're too close to me. I'm not a fan of them being in my... I'm not a fan of any of it. I love them. Like, seriously. Like when I say... I think Manny is just one of the nicest human beings on the planet. You know? And being a dentist is his love. And his daughter is going to school to be a dentist. Like, dentistry and all the things that come with it, that's huge. It's just, it's like a family tradition to be taking care of your mouth. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But how many people lie about it?
Mm-hmm. I always thought I was like this strange oddball because it'd be in my class, hated the dentist. Because you hear horror stories about it, and I never had a bad time with a dentist.
And so instead of parents having an honest conversation and saying, yeah, it does hurt, and it hurts because you don't brush your teeth, and it hurts. And so, you know, parents don't sit there and they don't get honest about the repercussions and the consequences of life. They want to sit there and tell this story.
Like so everything beautiful.
Everything's beautiful. Instead of sitting down and going, yeah, you know what? There are some things in life that just suck, but you know, you gotta pull up your britches and you gotta do it. You gotta do what needs to be done. Because like I said, you know, this morning, like my tongue's in there doing a square dance with the instruments and with her fingers and my tongue is like, you know, it wants to flick everything out of the way and I gotta conscientiously go, no, no, don't do that. Get away from that side. And I gotta, you know, it's not a natural, comfortable thing.
It's not, but for me, it only lasted, like when I was a kid, my dentist had really big hands because my mouth was really small. And that was the worst part of it, was stretching my mouth as big as he needed it to go. Because I was just a kid, my mouth wouldn't go very big.
Well, no kid can your mouth go very big.
No. So that was the worst part of it for me.
Okay, but for every kid, they have that same experience. And parents don't sit down and go, oh, yeah, it's gross. It's this, it's that. And so, you know, don't stand so close to me, right? And again, like I said, I have zero hesitation to walk into that clinic. They are the kindest, most beautiful people always. Doesn't matter when you walk in, doesn't matter who you're seeing. They have the most amazing people who greet you. Andrea was amazing. Never met her in my life. And again, was amazing. But it's like, oh, sweetheart, please. Can you look in my mouth from across the room? Right? Can you do this? And it was so funny. She's taking the x-rays. And so she, you know, she's in there with the plates and you know, fiddling around and chop down on this. Can you smile sideways? Can you do this? Can you? And again, it's all an unnatural thing. But parents today don't take the time to go, yeah, this is called reality, people. Let's suck this thing up.
Those consequences to your actions.
And
inactions.
There's consequences to not reading a book. There's consequences to not attending school. There's consequences for not actually, listen to this, folks, shutting up and listening to the person at the front of the class. I did a research study when I was in university doing my BA. And I did a study because I was fascinated by the people I went to school with. So what I did is I created a research project. It was approved by the Office of Research Ethics on People. It was, everything was vetted. Everything was done the way that it should be. And so when I created the questionnaire, I had a question on there. Are you here to learn from the person at the front of the class was one of the questions. And then another one of the questions was, do you feel that you know as much about the person or about the topic being taught as the person at the front of the classroom who is teaching you? And it was almost point for point identical. It was in the low 90% that people thought that they knew more or at least as much about the information being taught to them, and yet they were there to learn. Well, if your mind is already made up that you already know as much as everybody else, why are you going? And why is it then that you hear the people with the challenging statements and questions? And so at that time, that was in the 90s. Yeah, that was in the 90s, late 90s and in the early 2000s. No, it wasn't. Let me get my time frame here. No, it was late O's. So like 07, 06 is when I started. And then it was 10, 9 and 10 when I finished in 15. I always get the O's. I always think that should be the 90s. Like 90s and then teens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, So we got the decade in here right now, folks. So when I did this, so that would be 15, 17, 18 years ago, right? Somewhere in there when I was going to school. And profs would tell me, because I was old, so I would sit sometimes and talk with profs just about life and about boats and about life and about all the other things that happens, you know, in my life and kids and so on. And they would comment on how often they get phone calls from parents of students and the parents complaining, saying that they mark their child too hard, that their mark should be higher. And so I watched this in awe and amazement. And then I took that and I did a research study on it. And again, the numbers were fascinating because it definitely did demonstrate that people really, truly are so disconnected with the idea of consequences and understanding that they don't know what they think they know. And we've done a podcast on you can't know what you don't know. But one of the simplest things that people do, and I watched it again today, walk into the dentist office, parent is sitting there lying to the kid saying, "Yeah, it's no big deal. It's not this. I don't understand what your thing is. I don't understand this." Instead of having an honest conversation and saying, "You know what? It is uncomfortable. I don't like the sound of it either." So, Rebecca, you'd have a weird conversation if you had kids because you'd be like, "I don't get it."
I would.
But if they sat here there and said, "Well, you know, it hurts," you could relate to that.
I can, because I have now had
a cavity at least.
Yes, I've had cavities.
Okay, and so now you can go, "Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate. I can understand." And so that's, again, one of these really critical, critical things that, you know, when I look around at the world and I go, "Come on, folks, we can do better." And we can do better simply because of the fact that in all honesty, it is the simplest way to look at and to demonstrate are people sitting there going, "Hey, we can do better. We can actually make this a better thing." Or are we sitting there lying? And unfortunately, all too often, we're sitting there lying.
Honesty is the best policy.
Well, it's a degree of honesty, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. A degree of honesty is absolutely always the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, but this is one of these things where, you know, your kid's not going to be Einstein. Your kid's not going to be a genius. Your kid isn't going to have this, you know, this academic life of, you know, being a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Your kid's going to be ordinary. They're going to be average. No, that can't be. That's not enough for my kid. As though it's some huge reflection on you. Well, quite frankly, people, I'm as ordinary as they come, and I've done some extraordinary things because I wasn't protected the way that I see this. I wasn't protected physically, emotionally, financially. I wasn't protected in any way.
And I was.
And so when you think about growing up, you know, so when I look back and I go, "What is going on?" Well, so, you know, the lady who was sitting there, you know, talking to this kid today, she looked like she was maybe late 30s. And yeah, I'm not trying to say that I'm trying to label anybody, but she looked like she had a pretty good life going on. There was no beat up vehicles in the parking lot. There wasn't a whole lot of people there, but what there was there was this very clear, you know, "I don't know what's wrong with you. It's not a big deal." Instead of actually having the honest conversation and saying, "Yeah, it's tough, but you got to go through it. Yeah, it's tough, but you can go through it. You can learn. You can grow. Yeah, it's tough."
It could have been an interesting bonding experience for the mother and child.
It could have been. I know that Andrea and I, we had these beautiful conversations about, you know, flossing in the mirror, because I'm like, "I don't get it. I know where my teeth are." And me looking in the mirror, my hands are in the way. I can't see inside my mouth anyhow. And she started laughing, and I'm like seriously, I'm pretty sure I know where my teeth are. And it was just this moment for her where she was like, "I never really thought of it that way, but yeah, why?" You know, like on the space station and on the space shuttle, they actually had cameras and mirrors and different stuff so that you'd line up your butt with the right place so that when you were going to the washroom, everything would go exactly where it needed to, right? Because, you know, we need accuracy in that case. And so that is a conversation that they would have to have at NASA or at any space agency and say, hey, by the way, when you go to do your thing in space, this is how it's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to look like. This is all the things that are going to happen. And you're going to get to see your back end in ways you never, ever knew you could. That's a real conversation.
That is. And things that most people don't talk about.
And so instead of going to the dentist and going, okay, well, you know where it's sore in your mouth right now? Yeah. It's going to get more sore and then it's going to get less sore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that cavity, that abscess that's in there, you know, it's going to drain it, going to do what needs to be, going to drill it, going to do all the things that needs to be done. And then we're going to bring you back and then we're going to fix it. Yeah, right. It is going to get more sore. And it's no different than going to school. You have people who apply to go to school and, you know, it's no big deal. You can fly right through it. And then it starts to be a big deal. And instead of having the conversation to create resiliency, to create an independence and an ability to actually be resilient, instead of doing that, what do we end up with? We end up with a circus. What are your thoughts about this? I know Sherry would have a million things to say about this, but she's not here because she had some other stuff she had to take care of before she's on holidays next week. So
think about things from a different perspective. So if my parent had actually told me that budgeting was difficult, budgeting a balance was difficult, or balancing a budget, sorry, was difficult,
mm-hmm.
I would have been more prepared for that. So if people actually talk about the difficulties that they're having.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
It would make them more adaptable.
And so, like I said, the dentist for me, I, Andrea, lovely. Thank you very much for doing what you did today. You know, lovely human being. Manny, again, as always, my pleasure to shake his hand and to greet him. And, you know, he is just such a handsome, beautiful human being. Like, you just can't help but like him. And then you have these kids that walk in, get a little bit traumatized, and it's because nobody's honest with them. Nobody's honest and says, you know what? You got to bear through this. And I remember when Jess was getting these two teeth pulled. She's like, what's it going to feel like? I'm like, it's going to hurt. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's going to hurt. And she's like, what? I'm like, no, seriously, it's going to hurt. How much it's going to hurt? I don't know. I've never had a tooth pulled. But I guarantee you, you're going to feel it. I guarantee you, you're going to go, wow. And you know what? It did hurt. But it didn't hurt as much as her brain had created the trauma. Mm-hmm. So her brain had created trauma that it was going to be like having your head ripped off and stitched back on. So it hurt. But again, and I said to her, I said, it's going to hurt. But I said, I'll be right there and I will hold your hand, which is what I did. So I said, you're not going to be alone in the pain. And I said, and on top of that, I said, Manny's the one who's doing it. And I said, you know what a sweet guy he is. So if he's putting you in pain, it's because it has to happen. Not because he's a sadist and wants to.
And our experience was probably a lot better than it could have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I say, you know, it's one of these really ordinary moments. And it's these ordinary moments that, you know, you want to be a bit different. That's what Black Sheep Rebranded is all about. Can we just be a little bit different? And again, it's not because I welcome, you know, anything to do with, you know, prodding around in my mouth. But, you know, it's a consequence.
And it doesn't just happen with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dentist, when I was an adult, when I got my cavities filled,
mm-hmm.
she knew that I had no experience, like bad experiences. So she walked me through the entire process.
Right.
Saying that this is going to sting a little bit. This is going to hurt a little bit. This is going to pinch a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Like, it did everything that she said it was going to do.
Yeah.
But I was able to sit through it.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I was dreading it. But I knew it had to be done.
Yeah.
So it's not just kids that need the reassurance.
Yeah.
That they're okay thinking that it's going to hurt.
Absolutely.
It's adults too.
Absolutely. And so again, yeah, it's just about having these real conversations with people. And it's the ordinary, everyday life that we need to be talking about, that we need to be helping each other through. And so, you know, so earlier today, Rebecca had to run down to London to pick up some paperwork for scuba diving. And then she came back and we had a bit of an honest conversation about, you know, when she was in the pool last Sunday, you know, because of the fact that there's a lot of things that Rebecca hasn't done, then what she does is she approaches stuff with this, you know, kid-like persona where she's just like, I just want to experience this. And so they were describing it to me when they got, when her and Cherry got back last weekend. And when they got back, you know, Rebecca was like a turtle. She was, you know, on her back and just kind of floundering away in the water. And, you know, just like a kid wanting to be there, where the other people were like, well, no, you got to move the hell along. And it's because she doesn't always take the situation as serious as they want to, because what they want to do is they have a time schedule. They have the pool is booked from A to B and we got to move this thing along. And Rebecca's like, well, but I just kind of want to experience this and flounder around. And so then it gives the interpretation of, and what did we agree was the interpretation?
That I was an idiot.
And yet you're not. Right. But again, because of that idea, you know, so again, having the conversation and ensuring that the conversation's real, that we're not trying to be cruel. We're not trying to be mean. We're not trying to do or be anything other than to say, hey, can we do this in a bit better way? And the reality is we can.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important because I was having difficulty with my balance in my buoyancy. In the pool, and the instructors were really fast at trying to get me
situated. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but if they had just given me the time to figure it out for myself,
would have been a better learning opportunity.
Yeah,
and again, that's one of the things that people want to do today. They want to jump right in instantly and rescue you. And when I say that, I mean instantly. And here's your I'm gonna rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, all right, can you rescue yourself? And I say that to you all the time about diving is you have to be the first line of saving your own arse, right? And you have to be the one to first of all understand what's going on and why, which means you have to be mindful and present.
Mm-hmm.
You have to also be able to just go, wow, on the splendor of what we're going to see and do. But you also have to be able to be mindful and go, you know what? I got to be aware. And again, going back to the dentist, absolutely, right? It's these ordinary, everyday experiences, taking them, having the conversation, saying, you know what? It's going to hurt. You're going to get seasick. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And lots of people are going to go, well, I don't want to have that. Well, then stop living. But if you're going to live, if you're going to experience, and if you're going to do, you got to have the honest conversation and you got to go, wow, let's step this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get real here. And again, in therapy, in everything we're doing here with this podcast, everything that we're trying to do here, that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to make a good connection with reality. And at times, reality isn't much fun.
But we can make it better.
We can.
But knowing that we're not alone in our fears.
Mm-hmm.
In our hard times and in our struggles.
Yep. But also knowing that in all of these struggles and in all of these times, here's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you too will survive it because there's been people before you who have.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Anything to add to wrap this everyday conversation about the dentist? And I think that's what I told Manny, that I think that's what we should call it, is the dentist.
The dentist.
Yeah. Everyday conversations about the dentist. So it's about the dentist. About Manny, it's about Andrea, it's about, you know, the beautiful folks there in New Hamburg. It is about all of that stuff. And it is, again, we can survive it, but we can survive it a lot easier if we have a real conversation.
Because it also prepares us for what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Rick.
For the honest conversations?
Yes, and for helping prepare me for scuba diving and just having the kind of conversations that I may not enjoy it at first. Because that's a lot to remember.
Oh, my God. So many people hate me for that candid conversation. And yet so many people come back for the conversation again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, I think we should wrap it up.
You think so, eh? All right. You throw the music up. Well, folks, again, thank you for joining us for another Friday roundtable conversation that was just two people instead of the typical three. I'm sure that Sherry will join us for next Friday's conversation. And otherwise, hey, everyone, have yourselves an absolutely wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's supposed to be a little bit wet here in southern Ontario over the weekend. But you know what? It is springtime. And you know what they say, right? These showers are going to bring the May flowers. And so we need that. And we need the aquifer to be filled back up. And we need this stuff to come from the sky. So get out there and enjoy it. Be like a duck. Let the water roll off your back and enjoy. So again, for Sherry, Rebecca, myself, and everybody around us who makes this podcast possible, thank you. Be good, folks. We'll chat again on Monday.